WXYZ. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Good job, boy. Sang his little alphabet all the way through his clock, right? Did you read the letters on your clock, right?
A, apple, B, ball, C, cat, D, dog, E, I, F, flower, G, giraffe, H, horse, I, bug, J, and bug.
What kind of bug, I wonder? I must be... Let me see the I. Let's get the I ready. Oh, I know what I is. I'll have to think about insect. I is insect.
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 It's insect. J for plane.
Jet, right.
A jet.
J for jet.
Some, is it a kind of plane?
Yeah, it's a jet plane.
Does it crash?
No, it goes real fast.
Fly for...
K.
L. Key. K for key, L for leaf, M for moon, N for numbers, O for what?
What does it look like, Bob?
A devil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me look. O for octopus.
O for octopus.
Uh-huh.
P for pig.
P for pig.
Q for queen. R for bell.
For ring.
For ring.
Uh-huh.
S for sun. T for tree.
Mm-hmm.
U for umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
V for
what? What does it look like, though?
A bag of jewelry.
No, I wonder what it is. V for fine. You want me to look at it? Let's see if I can figure it out. V or vase. That's
V
a vase.
Vase.
Uh-huh.
W? W for fish.
For whale.
And X for expert?
Yeah.
What is this?
X is for X-ray. See, that's the man getting an X-ray. Y?
X for X-ray. Y for umbrella.
No, I don't know what
Y for...
That's a hard... Type. Yeah, but that's not right. They're trying to think of something else.
For zebra.
Right. I wonder what Y is. I can't figure that out myself. Now, Ron?
Why?
Yeah, probably. Let me ask you a real question, okay?
Okay.
What does it mean to be happy?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Happy. Huh? Happy. What does it mean to be happy?
Your friend.
Your friend. And what else?
Sleep with you.
Uh-huh. What else?
Love you.
Uh-huh. Okay, share. That's good. And what does it mean to be smart?
And the things that begin with letters.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
Banu starts with B.
Very good. And you know what other letters Banu has?
F. Phoenix starts with an F.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what else now? Let me ask you another question.
What else does the Phoenix is called?
Well, a Phoenix is a hard one to spell, though, because there's an N and an I and an X in it. But Bennu is easy. It goes B-E-N-U. That's Bennu.
U-ba.
Yeah.
Is there other names for him?
I don't know. I don't know if he has any other names.
Nickname?
Yeah. We don't know.
Do you mean him? I don't know his nickname.
No, I don't know. I don't know his nickname. How about the Hulk? What is his nickname?
I don't know.
He has another
name. Do we have nicknames?
Yes, we do.
What are our names?
My nickname is BJ.
Mine?
Your name is Prince Charming.
That's my nickname?
Yeah. And Mark's real name is Mark, and his nickname is Marky. Oh, I know, you have another nickname, Ross.
What?
Rossi Bubba.
Oh.
That's a nickname, Rossi Bubba.
Both.
Uh-huh.
Does Marky have another nickname?
Yeah.
What is it?
Let's see. Cutie Pie.
What?
Cutie Pie.
Yeah, Cutie Pie.
Baby Dumpling.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You have some more. Lava Bubba.
Ha!
You're my lover, Bubba. That's your nickname. You like those names?
Yeah.
It means I love you.
But yikes.
Oh, yikes, Bubba. Ross, can I ask you some more questions?
Yeah.
What is a bed?
A thing that you sleep on.
Mm-hmm. What is a car?
A thing that you drive in.
Mm-hmm. What is a wall?
A thing that you need for if you crash through.
You crash through the wall? Mm-hmm.
No, if you have a house.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you use it for?
I don't know.
You don't know why we have walls?
No.
Mm-hmm. What about a floor? What do you use the floor for?
To walk on.
Mm-hmm. And what about the ceiling?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. What if you didn't have a ceiling? What would happen?
Something would come in.
Uh-huh. And so do you need one?
Yeah.
And so what do you use it for?
So nothing will come in.
Right. And what if we took all the walls away? What would happen?
Something will come in.
No, the ceiling would fall down.
Yeah.
That's why you got walls that hold the ceiling up. Isn't that cute? How about doors? What are they? Tell me what doors are.
Things that you open and close.
Uh-huh. And toys. What are toys?
Things that you play with.
Uh-huh. How about mothers? What are they?
Things that take care of you.
Uh-huh. And about fathers? What are they?
Are there things that take care of you?
Uh-huh. Is there any difference between mothers and fathers?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because dads work.
Uh-huh.
Mothers don't.
And what else?
Dads know better.
And what else?
Moms don't know better.
Uh-huh. And what else?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. And do you love them both?
Yes. No.
Who do you love?
The dad.
How come you don't love your mom?
Because
she's lovely.
My dad.
A nice mom.
My dad.
Nice mom.
Dad.
Okay. And do mommies love their boys?
Nope.
Why? What do they do?
They squeeze them too hard.
And what happens?
They break them.
Uh huh. And what do mommies love their little baby boy?
Yep.
Uh huh. And what are brothers for?
To play with.
Uh huh. And sisters?
To play with.
Uh huh. And what about cousins?
Huh?
What are cousins?
Things to play with. People to play with.
Cousins are people to play with? What are they? What are they?
People that you have fun with.
Uh-huh. How about grandpas? What are they?
I don't know.
You don't know what a grandpa is?
No.
Do you know what a grandma is?
No.
Do you know who your father's father is?
My grandpa.
Okay, so what is a grandpa?
A dad.
It's your dad's dad. What are cats?
I don't know.
You don't know what a cat is?
No.
Do you know what a dog is?
No.
You don't know what they are?
They're animals.
Do you know what they look like?
No.
You don't?
No.
Huh. That's funny. I'll show you a picture sometime. Would you like to see a picture?
Yeah.
Do you have a cat?
What?
Do you have a little cat?
Yeah.
Do you know what she looks like?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does
and
she look like?
I do.
Well, what does she look like? Tell me what she looks like.
When I see her, okay?
Okay. Does she look like a monkey?
No.
What's the difference?
I'll show you when we get up.
Does she have a big does she swim like a fish?
No.
Does she have lots of legs like a bug?
No.
How many legs does she have?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
Four.
And what does she do with the legs?
Walk on them.
Uh-huh. Who else do you know that walks?
People.
And?
Animals.
And?
Machines.
Uh-huh. Like what kind of
machines?
Right. What's their real name?
Snow Walker.
Right. Okay. Now, what are babies for? What are babies? Tell me what a baby is.
Or walkers.
What does a baby do?
Cry.
And?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let me ask you a hard question, okay?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be rich?
Get lots of money.
Uh-huh. Okay, what is a bank?
To put your money in.
Okay. What is a job?
To get money.
Okay. What is a university?
To work.
What else happens in the university?
You play basketball.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What else?
Also, your school, and we went to the party.
Did you see it? Did you like it?
Yep.
What does it look like?
A big boy.
Uh-huh. And what else? Big, huge building. Yeah.
Buildings.
No, big buildings.
I thought you said building.
No building. No.
Is there a person named Billy there?
Yeah.
Do you have my Billy?
Yeah. What are the teachers?
The people that teach you.
And what does it mean to learn?
Do things.
Learn?
To learn things.
What does it mean? What do you do when you learn things?
I don't know.
How does it happen?
from the teacher.
And you put them in your hair?
Yeah.
Ooh, do you want to come up here? You can sleep now, okay? I'm going to let you sleep.
Mm-hmm. Could you put a tape on?
Yeah. Okay,
we'll
get down.
Put tape on.
Ross said, my cough, it's getting worse in bed with all these people. And then I said, well, we'll have to take you to the hospital. And he said, no, we just have to take aspirin. And then he waited a second. He said, it's hard on kids in the hospital.
Is that right, Ross?
No, we don't want to take you. It's hard on you.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll make you well. Yes? What will happen to you? I doubt that, Ross. Okay. Ross said, I like my hair. It tickles.
No.
No?
Monkey.
Oh, you like monkey's hair?
Because it tickles.
Oh. I thought you said your hair. Oh, and you said I like Marky's hair, I think. Yeah?
No, Jenny's hair. Did that hurt?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
I'm biting my finger real hard.
It's real my...
You're not biting it hard,
are you? My lips.
You're not biting hard. You're a good little boy.
Mm-hmm. I bite you my lips.
Mm-hmm. Ross said, what you're doing to me is not what you're supposed to do. I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, give me aspirin and help me out. Yeah? You do? Well, what if you're really, really sick? Then don't you have to go to the hospital?
Huh?
What?
I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. So are you ready?
No.
You're really sick, huh?
But I don't want to.
What if you won't get well?
Because
Ross went looking for his Superman belt and then yelled up to me from downstairs when he found them. Said, I found both of them. There were two belts, the Superman belt and the Dukes of Hazzard belt. He said, I found both of them. One was under the couch and the other was on top of the candle. Told Ross that his Superman shirt was in the wash. He said, Dad, can I get up in my bed? Everyone here had remembered that it was up there. Did you remember that it was up there, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got up and found it.
Shoulders.
Oh, this morning?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it was about like about 30 minutes ago. It was there. Okay. Not bad, Ross.
Dad?
Yeah?
I think Monkey's over in bad mood.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think he rather put
Ross showed me that his hand hurt, and I said, oh, you got a boo-boo, and then he went into the bathroom, and I kind of peeked in there quizzically, wondering what he was doing, and he said, water helps, and what he was doing was explaining why he was doing this strange thing of turning on the water and then his arm under it, in the context of having told me earlier about his arm hurting.
I asked Ross how he liked the Honey Nut Cheerios, because I put walnuts in it. And he said, it knocked me out. Mom, I'm full.
Ross said, I wish there was blue Jell-O. I said, that's nice. Is that your favorite color? He said, yeah. And then he said, then I might turn into Captain America. I mean, then I might turn into Captain Marvel.
Holding the cat. And Ross all of a sudden said, oh, she dotted me with her nose. She dotted me with her wet nose. Anyway, and then he said, I wish we had a boy kitty. I said, how come? Because boy kitties are easier to hold than girl kitties. And I pursued that, and I said, well, I'm a girl mommy, and I'm easy to hold. And he said, something about, oh, I asked why, you know, said, well, a boy kitty wouldn't be as big as I am, I presume. So I pushed it a little further, and he said, well, boys, then there'd be more, if we had a boy kitty, there'd be more boys, and boys like, let's see, there'd be more boys, and that's better, or something. Girls need girl kitties, and boys need boy kitties. That was it.
I said, come here, Dad. And I said, oh, Ross, just a minute. Everybody wants me at the same time. And he said, and Ross said, that's why we love you, Dad. And what he meant is, that's because we love you, Dad. He does a lot of that now. It's using why for because. I don't know. It's a sort of persistent late error. Hi, hon. Did I make a lot of trouble for you?
Yes.
What trouble did I make? Oh, I wish you wouldn't do that on my notes.
Sorry.
That's all right. Can we fix it up, do you think? A little. See, this is for my work, and, you know, this is very important, girls.
But you
see? I know you needed some paper, right? Can you tell me the reason you did it here? What was the reason?
I needed your something.
Yeah, but why did you draw it where you knew I was doing work?
Well, right here.
Yeah? That's better. Where's my kid? It's okay there. That's okay, but why did you do it where you saw that I had some work?
I don't know.
Did you make a mistake, you think?
I made.
You think
and
you
then an accident.
You think it was an accident, really?
Yeah.
But you knew you were doing it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So it was really a mistake. It wasn't just an accident. You did something wrong, really, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you do something wrong? Yeah. What do you do when you do something wrong? What are you supposed to say?
Okay, Ross.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now I'll give you some love.
Come on, let's read the story. Say goodnight to Daddy.
Good night. Good night, darling.
Good night.
I'll see you a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
Ross did something wrong, but he said he was sorry, Mom. My notes. And he knows he's not supposed to do that now.
Can you read this and tell me?
We were out running, and Ross said, Daddy, I don't need you to help me. It's his first case of a raising of a subject from a subordinate clause. It's interesting, it occurs with the complement clause first. Also, we're at the table, and Mary said, you have the sweetest forehead. And then he said, and the hottest. And she said, no, your forehead isn't hot. Your forehead isn't hot. He said, yeah, feel it and see. Right?
Yeah.
Was his forehead hot, Mom? Was it really hot?
Mm-hmm.
I told Ross that it was his idea to put on the watch so tight. He said, now that I see that Marky took his off, what he meant is, now that I see Marky took his off, I want to take mine off. That's that first use of now. In the sense that, as a cause for.
Oh, I'm driven.
Russell, where was he?